Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
162 games is a marathon, and we're at a 60-game sprint. And I think you're going to see people manage games differently and players react differently, and that's what it's at. I think if you'd have said we were going to be in first place on July 24th when we start, I think we'd have signed up for that. It's going to be managed like a sprint, and I think you're going to see leverage relievers used early in the game. I think you're going to see managers be more aggressive because a two- or three-game losing streak can be a lot more detrimental going forward with 60 than it is when you have 162. I think health is going to be a big part of it, not just health from COVID, but just actually the health of players and making sure that soft tissue wise we stay on top of it, because you get a guy that has a hamstring or an oblique or a quad and lose him for 3 weeks or 4 weeks, that's half the season now.
Derek Shelton on MLB Network Radio. He was at PNC Park today giving marching orders as the Pirates had their first team workouts, spring training 2.0 underway, despite some health mandates and orders changing here in Allegheny County. The Pirates got the go-ahead, the green light, and they were out there. And that was Derek Shelton explaining and describing what they have ahead of them. Talking about doing things like bringing their best relief pitchers into games early to literally put out fires the old-fashioned way, like best relief pitchers were used in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, a throwback to a bygone era. Craig, do you think that guys like Keone Kella and Kyle Crick are going to be flexible enough where if Derek Shelton says the biggest moment in the game is to come in the fifth inning, you think those guys are going to be cool with it? Because I don't. I do not think that relief pitchers are into that. You never know when you're going to get used. It could be very early in the game. You could be very late. I think they are creatures of habit and like the routine. And like role definition.
I know last year Kella said he would pitch whenever they needed him to, but that's when he didn't have the title of closer like that.
Yeah, that's when Vasquez was still on the
team.
Yeah,
and the other guys have said they would pitch whenever. But to your point, I think that means more if you want me to open, I'll open because I know what I'm doing. I'll pitch the seventh or eighth, but coming in the fifth would be wild for them, and you'd have to give them some sort of heads up.
Also, Keone Kella is a guy that is going to be a free agent and probably wants a lot of saves next to his name for his next contract. Not a lot of holds in the fifth and sixth inning of games. But that would be interesting if Derek Shelton, why not? I mean, if you're the Pirates, you might as well do something outside the box to try to win. I threw this out there today on Twitter, at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. I asked all of you adoring listeners, give me one thing about the Pirates 2020 season you're legitimately excited about or eager to see play out. And these are some of the responses I got. Chris writes, Andrew, curious to see Derek Shelton as a manager and if young players improve to playoff caliber under this new regime. I think that anybody that is doing something for the first time, whether it's a rookie, player or manager, I think it's a very, very difficult request to demand that those people doing this for the first time do well this year. I not that Clint Hurdle would help, because I never had the highest opinion of him as a manager, but I don't think neophyte first-time manager is a competitive advantage for the Pirates at all right now. I think it's kind of getting thrown into the fire for Shelton. So am I interested in seeing what happens with him? Sure. But I think you would expect growing pains in 162 games, and now you're going to ask him to manage with the best of them over 60? I don't know. Zach writes in, Derek Shelton and what he can do to get the most out of the guys during this time. Yeah, I think it's safe to say Clint Hurdle did the exact opposite in the last 70 or 80 games of last year. So there is absolutely an appetite to see if somebody else who doesn't chew a million pieces of gum in a game and talk about showering ad infinitum afterwards can get better results out of these players. And in fairness to Shelton, though, it's not as good of a roster as it was at the start of last year. Pompiani writes in, Pony, I just want to watch something live. It will be a major distraction from all of us, from all of this. Very true, but that's a faint praise. That's almost a backhanded thing to say, right, Craig? Like, why are you interested in Pirates baseball this year? Answer, what else am I going to watch? Good point.
They do have that effect this year, though. Whether you dislike them or uninterested at times, you want live sports and you want a local team in action. You got them.
Question, what is there to legitimately be excited or interested in with the Pirates in 2020? Josh writes in, Pony, trade bait. Okay, so who are those guys? Trade bait. Kella for sure. Who is off the table? Reynolds. I would say Newman. Now that these guys are great by any means, I just don't think there's any urgency to trade them, given how much money they make and where they're at in their career. But who else? If the right offer came around, do you think they would trade Musgrove or Williams? Because I do. They're not pre-arbitration players, right, Craig? Either one of them?
Correct.
John writes in, biggest reasons to watch the Pirates in 2020. Brian Reynolds. Watch to see if he can hit 400. Okay, that's not happening. Josh Bell. Can he challenge the home runner RBI crown? Now, you said that there's reason to think he can do that, Craig. Challenge the home run crown.
For this season?
Yeah.
Bell?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he hit 18 through 60 games last year, and Vegas has set the league leader number at 19.5. So by that metric, he's in the race.
Phil writes in, reason to watch Andrew Young guys, maybe getting a decent look to see what we have. It's a 60-game showcase for a throwaway year. And maybe 2 to 3 years from now, we have a baseline understanding of what these guys are. Yeah, well, that's true for, I would say that's probably right for guys like Kevin Newman and Brian Reynolds. But how much are we going to learn about Cole Tucker and Ke'Bryan Hayes this year and the guys that are lower in the minor leagues who will probably, those guys will, I think, represent your best chance of being competitive again. Because I think the Pirates' best case scenario are probably 3 to 4 years away from winning. Reasons to be legitimately interested or entertained by the Pirates this year. Ethan writes in, Mitch Keller. Where are you on Keller? Craig, you think he's just a guy that got ruined by the last regime that has legitimate upside or no? Be honest.
I'm not a huge fan. And it's one of those things that I get people tell you the spin rate looks good and he does these things and he does those things well now and the new regime will help him. But do you ever just get a feeling about a guy like,
sure,
this guy's not going to do it?
Yeah.
And I don't have all the baseball metrics and saber metrics to back it up. It's just one of those things. I look at him and I watch him and I think,
See, I thought that way about Glasnow, though, because I just didn't think mentally he would have the strength to get out big league hitters. And then we quickly learned that it was had much more to do with the organization he was playing for than the individual. So I'm cautiously optimistic about Keller. He is, I will say this, he is, of all the pitchers they have, the one I'm the most intrigued by.
But that's the problem. Shouldn't you be more than just cautiously optimistic by a team's number one prospect?
Yep. But that's the way I've been burnt too many times.
Agreed.
Steve writes in, I want to see if Jared Dyson has as bad an attitude as Derek Operation Shutdown Bell. He didn't seem overjoyed to sign here. I would agree with that. I don't know if that to me is not reason enough to watch. But that is a subplot. Brian writes in, I'm excited because we're not going to see Clint Hurdle's Sunday lineups anymore. I think it'll be interesting. Shelton's talking a big game about managing this 60-game season like it's a big playoff, like every game means more. But then he's also talking about, out the other side of his mouth, about having to be worried about injury. So which one is it? Is it you go all out to try to win each game and treat each game like it's a playoff game? Or do you still have to be worried about the long haul and getting guys rest and not pushing them too hard? All right. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text on Edgar Snyder Reminds you to text responsibly. Those are just some of the responses that I've gotten to this question today. Craig, what are you most interested in, other than just it's baseball?
Well, I was going to say the pre- and post-game show. what I'm actually most interested in to see if Reynolds and Newman can even come close to replicating the numbers last year, since they both sort of hit above what you would have expected them to based off their minor league numbers.
Mm-hmm. If they definitely do it again, Reynolds in that respect.
If they do it again this year, then you got something and a couple guys you can use moving forward. If they don't, then they are left with way more question marks than they even have now.
I want to see if Josh Bell's June was a fluke. Did he have one huge month and that was a mirage and that tricked all of us into thinking that he was the rightful heir apparent to Andrew McCutchen as like the best player in the Pirates organization? If that was kind of a phony, played way above his head stretch, then the Pirates have even more questions facing them. And as far as the pitching goes, Keller is the person I'm keeping my eye on most because everybody else, I'm pretty sure I know what their ceiling is. I know what Musgrove is. I know what Williams is. I know what Holland is. I know what Brault is. I know what the bullpen guys are for the most part. He's the only one that I think has maybe the potential to be a top line, top end starter. And I know it's a stretch, but at least you think the potential's in there somewhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.